Hey, Podsman Josh here, flying solo on this episode of This Week in 1920s Baseball. Podsman Matt is doing well, but, you know, he's at his place, and I'm here in my house, so I'm coming to you from the living room instead of from the recording studio at the Bethlehem Area Public Library, but, you know, bringing you some baseball content nonetheless, since here we are on opening day of 2020 and no baseball to be had. So we're looking back at the 1920 season, and Matt and I had planned to do a couple of these mini-episodes, player profiles, to highlight some interesting folks who maybe we felt were deserving of their own episode. So this first episode, I am bringing you the story of Gavvy Cactus Cravath, Phillies manager, slugger, and all-around interesting fellow.
Note that we mentioned Gavvy Cravath in the very first episode. He was mentioned as being a Philadelphia Phillies scout, or so we thought, scouting Roy Sanders. The article does mention that Gavvy Cravath saw Sanders pitching and thought he would recruit him for the club. I thought that he was a scout for the Phillies. I didn't realize he was the Phillies manager. And I also didn't realize that he was such a significant player. It's really kind of surprising to me that somehow I never heard much about Gavvy Cravath having such a great career for the Phils. As, you know, the Phillies are my team. And I know most of the big-time names who've ever put on a Phillies uniform, or so I thought. But Gavvy Cravath goes all the way back, of course, to the dead ball era. The first thing,
he actually held the record for home runs when he hit 24 in 1915. That was the major league all-time record that eventually, of course, Babe Ruth would break. Going back before that, one interesting thing about Cravath is his given name was actually Clifford Carlton Cravath, so CCC, born in 1881. He was a semi-pro, and that's apparently when he got the name Gavvy. This is a story similar to, many of you will know, the crazy story about when pitcher Randy Johnson killed a bird with a fastball. Well, apparently Cravath hit a shot in a semi-pro game down in Mexico that killed a seagull. And the Spanish word for seagull is gaviota. This is what I'm reading. And I mean, that part's true, but it's one of those nicknames that we'll maybe never know the true story of. But the legend goes that Cravath hit a ball that killed a seagull, and the fans started yelling, Gaviota! And some of the English fans in attendance thought that that was some sort of cheer or nickname or whatever. So they called Cravath Gavvy because he killed this gaviota with his batted ball. He bounced around in the semi-pro leagues and in the Pacific Coast League, which was actually a pretty big minor league at the time. He got called up to the bigs in 1908, but he was already 27 years old, but he didn't really stick as a major leaguer until 1912, which was his age 31 season. And he really started to hit well for the Phils. He hit 1913, he led the league in slugging and OPS. He led the league in homers and RBIs that year. His line altogether that year, 341 batting average, 19 homers, led the league, 128 RBIs, led the league, 568 slugging percentage, led the league. 1913, he was good as well, and average dipped down a little bit, but he continued to slug. And then 1915 was when he broke the record for we set the record for home runs in a year, 24. He then had some up and down years until this 1920 season when he was the player manager for the Phils. So that's why he was recruiting players. He served as a field manager and also, you know, front office guy while continuing to bat. He didn't do a ton with the stick in 1920, but he did get some ABs, and that ended up being his last year. That was his age 39 season. So he had a good long career, just started kind of late, spent some time in the semi-pros and in the minors. He sort of is really an anomaly for the time. Some people have pointed out, not incorrectly, that his home run total was really helped by the Baker Bowl, which is where the Phillies played at that time, and their fence was really short, and he was able to take advantage of pulling a lot of balls over that short fence and left and really boost his home run totals. He was really playing against the type at the time. Outfielders in particular were known for speed. It was the days of, you know, Tris Speaker and Ty Cobb and small ball and, getting on base and hitting close to 400 and stealing bases. And Kravitz was known for being really slow. He was no Harry Hooper on the paths. He was, they called him piano legs. He was pretty slow, but he was a power hitter, and he did a, you know, great job as the cleanup hitter for some kind of bad Phillies teams. But he set the record for homers. Back then, really, no one was hitting home runs. So when he hit 24 home runs, that was as many as 15 total teams had. So Kravitz was hitting home runs at quite a clip. And he helped the Phillies win in 1915. They won the pennant that year. They were pretty bad for most of his career. But that year, he hit well, and they played very well.
They lost to the Red Sox that year in the World Series when Babe Ruth was still at the Sox. I misspoke earlier when I said that the left field porch in the Baker Bowl was short. It was actually the right field. Gavvy was a right-handed hitter, but he hit a lot of opposite field home runs. If you look at a map, I mean a sort of a schematic of the Baker Bowl, it looks like someone just full-on sliced off right field. It's a harsh line that cuts it way short. So a lot of what would have been fly balls to right anywhere else were home runs at the Baker Bowl. So that no doubt helped Gavvy's numbers. But he was a good slugger anyway. And I was wondering, with those big numbers, if he ever was considered for MVP. And I found that he was actually second in MVP voting. At that time, it wasn't actually called the MVP. It was called the Chalmers Award. The winner of the award that year was another guy I'd never heard of. His name is Jake Daubert. He was first baseman for Brooklyn. Brooklyn was called the Super Bas at that time, not the Dodgers. Jake Daubert was the first baseman for the Super Bas and the winner of the Chalmers Award / NL MVP in 1913. He is a pretty interesting story himself. He was, first of all, he's from not far from here. He's from Sheboygan, PA, which is a cold country town not too far from Bethlehem. He was obviously a star player for Brooklyn. He is known for that MVP award. He's also known for dying as an active player. He was 40 years old and still playing at that time for the Reds when he died following some complications from a surgery. Apparently he had an appendectomy performed by the team doctor, but he also had some sort of hereditary blood condition that led to his demise. So that is a side note there, Jake Daubert. But getting back to Gavvy, he was the second place MVP vote getter in 1913. And like I said, at the end of his career, went on to become a manager for the Phils. He used to do back then that we'll never see again, but he was a player manager for those 2 years, 1919, 1920. The Phils were pretty bad. And then he went back to the Pacific Coast League, player managed with the Salt Lake City Bees and played some games with the Minnesota Millers, and then ended his baseball career, and of all things, went on to a long career as a judge. He got elected to a judgeship in California and served in that position for many years until he passed away in 1963. So there you have
forgotten it, the Phillies great and dead ball era slugger extraordinary, Gavvy Kravath. So you'll be hearing from us again soon. April 14th marks opening day of 1920, so we'll definitely be covering that date. Until then, hopefully you're doing well, and remember to visit the Bethlehem Area Public Library online, bapl.org. You can borrow ebooks there, and you can use our research tools to learn more about the dead ball era of baseball, or, you know, anything else that strikes your fancy. So, Podsman Josh here, signing off for this week in 1920s baseball.